Well, we are continuing our theme week of presidential firsts.
Yes.
And so far, we've talked about the first president to be photographed while in office,
yep.
the first left-handed president,
yep.
the first president to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at a baseball game.
Yes.
And today, we're talking about the first president to get married at the White House.
Oh,
also,
all right.
the only, but he was the first.
The first and the only. Okay.
And that was Grover Cleveland.
Oh, Grover.
Yes, Grover Cleveland. So he was 47 years old when he entered the White House as a bachelor.
Mm.
His sister joined him acting as hostess for the first 2 years of his administration. Unlike our previous bachelor president, our good friend James Buchanan,
who
we both
love
so much, Cleveland did not remain a bachelor for long.
No.
In 1885, the daughter of one of Cleveland's close friends visited him in Washington. Her name was Frances Folsom,
oh.
and she was a student at Wells College. When
oh.
she returned to school, President Cleveland received her mother's permission to correspond with her, because that's what you did back in the day.
Very respectful.
And they were soon engaged to be married.
Wow, a college gal.
Yes. So the wedding occurred on June 2nd, 1886 in the Blue Room at the White House. Cleveland was 49 years old at the time,
yes.
and Frances was 21.
Whoa.
Rob the cradle, just a little bit
no
there.
No joke.
He was the second president to wed while in office and remains the first and only president to marry in the actual White House.
Mm-hmm.
Frances Folsom Cleveland was the youngest first lady in history because she was, you know, 21.
21.
And
just drink. That's
she
all.
Soon became very popular for her warm personality. And the Clevelands would have 5 children.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
So Stephen Grover Cleveland, his first name was Stephen. Bet you didn't know that.
But his name was also Grover Cleveland.
But he went by Grover, yeah. He was a lawyer and a politician. He served as our 22nd and 24th president from 1885 to 1889, and then again from 1893 to 1897. And he's the only president in American history to serve 2 non-consecutive terms in office.
He took a sabbatical.
Yeah, he just couldn't get enough. Had to come back.
Step
had to go
away
back.
And come back.
So in 1871, Cleveland became the sheriff of Erie County, New York.
The sheriff.
Yes. So right down the thruway.
Yeah.
As sheriff, Cleveland was responsible for either personally carrying out executions
oh.
or paying a deputy $10 to perform the task.
$10?
Probably a lot back then in 1871.
How much, though?
$10. Oh, how much? I don't know. We'll look it up.
We'll look it up. Because I want to know how much
know
you had to pay somebody to execute somebody.
He actually executed 2 people during his time as sheriff.
He did not.
He also in 1881 was elected mayor of Buffalo and then later the governor of New York.
Wait. I want to know, who did he execute and how did he execute them? We don't know these details?
I don't know. But there was 2 of them. Anyway.
All right.
And he did it himself. He didn't want to pay the $10. Didn't want to pay up. So he did it himself.
A little tight on cash.
So Cleveland won praise for his honesty, self-reliance, and integrity, but his record in the Oval Office was mixed.
Ooh.
Not regarded as an original thinker, Cleveland considered himself a watchdog over Congress rather than an initiator.
Mm.
In his second term, he angered many of his original supporters and seemed overwhelmed by the panic of 1893 and the depression that followed, and so he declined to run for a third term.
Oh.
But during his second term, Cleveland discovered a large tumor on the roof of his mouth, and he decided to have the surgery secretly to avoid further panic that might worsen the financial depression that was happening at the time.
Yeah, nothing like a secret surgery.
Secret surgery. Not only was it secret, but it occurred on July 1st to give him time to make a full recovery and time for the upcoming congressional session.
Oh, smart, yeah.
Under the guise of a vacation cruise, Cleveland and his surgeon left for New York, and the surgeons operated aboard a yacht as it sailed off Long Island.
If you're going to do it, that's how you should do it.
Yeah.
Though maybe
super
not
secret,
off Long
right on the yacht.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
The boat's rocking. Just steady hand, buddy.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, how do you do surgery while on a boat? But anyway, during another surgery, Cleveland was fitted with a hard rubber dental prosthesis that corrected his speech and restored his appearance.
Wonderful.
A cover story about the removal of 2 bad teeth kept the suspicious press placated.
Mm.
Even when a newspaper story appeared giving details of the actual operation, the participating surgeons discounted the severity of what transpired during his vacation
in
air quotes.
The ship.
Yeah, so super secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the surgeons were sworn to secrecy, I guess.
Yeah.
So today, Cleveland is considered by most historians, who have been a successful leader and has been praised for honesty, integrity, adherence to his morals, and defying party boundaries, and effective leadership.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. And just a little secretive when it came to his surgery. That's all. You picked out a record to go along with the Grover Cleveland, did you?
Yeah. So since he was our first president to get married in the White House, I thought we would play Chapel of Love by the Dixie Cups.
Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The Dixie Cups and Chapel of Love. Sarah, do you mind, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Grover Cleveland, who was the first and the only president to get married at the White House.
Sure was. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, Grover Cleveland is the only president in history to serve two non-consecutive terms in office.
He was an executioner during his time as Erie County Sheriff.
And at 21 years old, his wife, Frances Folsom Cleveland, was the youngest first lady in history.
Yeah, a charming lady, it sounds like.
Yes.
Real, real charmer. And as we mentioned, Grover kind of robbed the grave. He robbed the cradle.
He did not rob the cradle. No. Hey,
you know what, though? If there's a president who did rob the grave, you should definitely look into that
for
a
week
or later.
Yes,
tomorrow.
I sure will.
That would be one heck of a way
to wrap up the week.
End
the week. Yeah,
what do they call that where you rob the grave? There's a name for that. Isn't there like
A grave robber.
I guess it's just as simple as that sometimes. Did you, I was trying to do you a favor and kill time.
No, I got
while
it.
You were looking something up. And I'm talking about robbing graves.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've gone down a real dark road.
You really did.
So go ahead. What do you?
Okay, so we mentioned that Grover Cleveland was an executioner. And that's why you're talking about grave robbing. That's why you got that on the brain. But so apparently he could either carry out executions himself or pay a deputy $10
Slip
to 10 do
bucks.
It.
Yeah, right.
And so $10 today is like $214.62.
All right. Well, that's, it's probably quick work.
I mean,
put it drawn out that much, like your fist fighting.
I guess it depends.
Yeah, probably just pulling a trigger, I would think, or pulling a lever on
a thing.
A hangy thing. What's that called? A hangman thing.
I don't know.
I thought you knew this stuff.
I don't.
You do crosswords.
What does that have anything to do with anything?
I figured you. What if people want to learn more about Grover Cleveland here, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All right, looking for that grave robbing thing.
That's your
assignment. Okay. Ed Smith with traffic, weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols, and more coming up on Legends 1027.